Right now it is time for us to check sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And what a busy weekend it was in sports. We'll start off first with really some amazing games. This is the year of the upset in college football and in pro football. Of course, the Chiefs in the big game of the day edged the Packers. They didn't have Rodgers. That was a 13-7 defensive game. The Giants beat the Raiders 23-16. And the Raiders were all set to get a winning score or a tying score with about a minute left in the game when the Giants sacked the Raiders quarterback and recovered a fumble and secured their third victory of the season. Meanwhile, the Patriots defeated the Panthers. And also, when you take a look at college football, geez, once again, what a wild weekend. Alabama is moving up in the rankings once again. Cincinnati is number two. And I do believe Georgia is still number one there. Basketball earlier this weekend, the Cavaliers beat the Knicks and the Nets beat the Raptors. Earlier on in the weekend, the Rangers got shellacked. I do mean shellacked by the Flames 6-0. Meanwhile, the Leafs beat the Boston Bruins this weekend by a score of 5-2 as well. So, that is a look at sports. But, you know, the games I watched yesterday, anything can happen on any given day. The Giants, after starting off 0-3, are now 3-6. And that means they've gone 3-3 in their last six games. It's at the midpoint of the season. I don't think the Giants are going anywhere, but once I really came down hard on the Giants when they lost to the Cowboys and to the Rams. It just looked like the defense is back to playing strong and the offense is back to playing turnover free or very low turnover football. And now the Giants are standing at 3-6. And they're basically tied for second place in their division. Dallas is first. Philadelphia and the Giants are next. And then the Washington football team is after that. But there's just a lot of parity in the league. And with COVID protocols going on and players not being able to play some weeks and injuries, it really has turned this whole season upside down in the NFL. So, of course, tonight there is a Monday Night Football game. Who's on Monday Night Football? Let me see. Who's on Monday Night Football tonight? They start off with week number one. How crazy is that? Coming up tonight, it's the Bears at the Steelers. The Bears at the Steelers. So that is a check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.